Hello, and welcome to a new series of Beyond Belief, and what an auspicious moment it is. The British involvement in the war in Iraq is drawing to a close. It's been a bitterly divisive war. Many in this country would argue that there was little practical cause for us to be involved, and some religious groups have queried whether it fulfilled the principles laid down in the classic just war theory. So a good time to discuss just war theory. And with me are the Reverend Dr. Alan Billings, who is Director of the Centre for Ethics and Religion at the University of Lancaster, Scott Albrecht, former United States Airman and now a Catholic pacifist who undertakes non-violent direct action, and Dr. Yousuf Shweri, reader in Islamic Studies at Manchester University. Alan, can a war ever be justified?
Yes, I think it can. The classic justification is that we live in a fallen world, and therefore there are evil people about with evil purposes, and sometimes it's necessary to resist them and to resist them by force, so that if you don't resist them by force, you'll be overwhelmed. So yes, I think it can. Gets more difficult in a world which is full of nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction. Nevertheless, I think we have to say yes, there can be just war.
Scott, do you think that it can ever be justified?
I do not. I think that the Gospels, and especially the life Jesus teaches us, rather to suffer than to cause suffering. And I think war is a cause of much suffering in the world, whether it be considered justified or not.
Yousuf, where does a Muslim stand?
Well, I think they see these things at two levels. There is evil and good, and there are bound to be people who will cause harm to you, so you have to be ready to defend yourself. At the same time, there is a principle that war is wrong as an instrument of enforcing your will on others. But you cannot do without it because you never know what the other side might do to you.
So it's always the lesser of two evils.
As the last resort.
Okay. We need, I think, to define just what the principles of a just war are, Alan. Can you tell us what are the criteria that classically are invoked to justify war?
Yes, there are those principles which apply as you head towards war, justifying the war itself. And then there are those principles which apply when you're actually at war. So if we begin with the first part called the jus ad bellum, on the way to war, how do you justify that? It's the question of it being the last resort, so you've already exhausted all other possibilities. I'm about to say that's a little bit tricky, because how do you know that you've actually got to the last resort? Then you have to say that the cause is a just cause, that your intention is a right intention, that the war is authorised by legitimate authority. It's important in the modern world because there's a question about who that legitimate authority is. Is it sovereign government? Is it the United Nations? Those issues have been around in the Iraq war, for example. Then you have to have some hope that you'll succeed in the war, and that the war is proportionate to the issue that's causing the conflict.
I want to look back at the history of how those principles evolved, and let's go right back to the earliest days of Christianity, Scott. Do you think that Christians fought in the early days in the armies?
Well, it depends what you mean by early. The just war theory came around during the time of Augustine as we have it today. We know that prior to Constantine, which was in the 320s, that very few Christians were in the military. Some scholars say as few as 18 in terms of grave markers and texts. Prior to around 250 to 280, there's almost no record of Christians being in the military.